Roger is our speaker today. Stay as long as you want,
Okay.
Roger, and thank you for joining.
Okay. Like I said, I've got an errand to run. It's sort of time limited on our schedule here. And my name is Roger. I choose not to drink, and this makes almost 6 full months come next week that I have chosen not to. I, again, as I keep saying every time I talk, it's, one day at a time for me. And it's been a little, it's probably been easier for me to do this than some people who live in other places. 'Cause like I, mentioned before, I live in a dry county, if you can believe that. There are still those kind of things in the United States. It's one of those things. The wife left today to go visit her folks, and so it would be real easy to get into the car and drive 35 miles and hit the liquor store and get something and bring back, and she would never know it. But I'm not going to do that because that would betray my trust that she's that I'm trying to restore with her. And that's been the biggest problem that I've faced is trying to rebuild that trust with her, because I did violate that prior to me starting in with the meetings. And here in Arkansas, it's sort of hard to find a secular group. And somebody had suggested that she knew, suggested and gave me the list of all the secular meetings that are held for various groups, whether it's drinking, drugs, or eating, or whatever. And again, I'm just, I take it one day at a time. I've started looking at some of the steps that are in the traditional AA, and I find that I've already done or have tried to do some of these as I've progressed in the last 6 months. And it's really and it's sort of interesting, I say, or it's nice to wake up every morning and not have a hangover or feeling, like my body's been beat up from abusing it the night before or the day before. And so it's just I'm finding the pluses each and every day that come with not or come with choosing not to drink. But it's still, I keep thinking, oh, well, you could probably do it like you're supposed to, but I don't think I want to try. And it's just one of those things that I think I could do it, but again, why attempt it? I'm feeling much better. My checkup from the, my wellness visit, everything was looking good. The liver function was great, which is a plus considering how many years I'd been drinking and what have you. So, I guess I can count myself as lucky in that, is that my body was, didn't allow or didn't suffer any more than it did. Compared to what some people have gotten into. 'Cause like I say, when I hear the stories, especially listening to some when I was attending in person, the regular AA meetings here in our little rural community, there was some, hitting rock bottom in ways that I just couldn't imagine. And I never missed, I didn't miss days of work, because, I guess I don't think there's such a thing as a responsible drunk or a responsible alcoholic, but, I managed to work around that and not let it impact that work. But anyway, again, I'm just thankful to be here and thankful that you guys let me share. And I think I'm done for the day, and we will be meeting next Wednesday. Or is that just going to be part of the marathon? Okay. All right. Well, I'll check out here in a little bit. Until then, I'm going to hang around, but everybody have a good day.